Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello, and welcome to today's edition of Cross Encounters. On a recent Sunday evening, I was standing at a bus stop, waiting for my bus to take me home. It was a very pleasant summer's evening, and I was there just minding my own business, and there was one other young fellow with me. When all of a sudden, we heard the crash of glass on the ground. Then, it was followed a second or two later by the thump of a skull hitting the concrete pavement. It sounded like someone had dropped a pumpkin onto the pavement from about 20 feet. Now, as we looked across the busy road to the bus stop opposite us, we saw a young man sprawled out on the ground. He was half on the path and half in the road. The young man, let's call him Butch, and I, we rushed across the road to see if there was anything we could do. Now, Butch was on the phone, so he said he would hang up and dial 999 for an ambulance. And I said that I would move the man from the road and put him onto the pavement so that he might be safe. Now, as we were both doing our things, two other people were sitting at the bus stop where this had all taken place. But they didn't even bother to lift a finger. They didn't do anything to help. In fact, about 30 seconds later, their bus rolled up, and they merely stepped over the injured man, got on board, and rode off into the sunset. And Butch and I, we just gawked at one another in amazement. Well, thankfully, the ambulance arrived in only a couple of minutes because we were just outside the major hospital in our area. And they took care of the situation. And as they drove off with their lights flashing and their sirens blaring, Butch and I crossed the road to the other side to return and wait for our bus. And we started chatting. And it was probably because I had my clerical collar on, he said to me, "Well, that's my good deed done for the day." I laughed, and I thanked him for doing such a good job in a potentially serious situation. It turned out that my new friend was a lapsed Methodist who had had many questions about God. So I tried to use our recent situation to demonstrate to him how God works with us. I noted that our condition was not dissimilar to that of the man whom we just helped. For we are all intoxicated by sin. It controls us. It robs us of our senses. And in the end, it tries to kill us. It numbs our senses so that we cannot even feel the pain we inflict upon ourselves on a regular basis. We are addicted to it. Sin rules us, and its only conclusion is death. But God knows and sees our addiction to sin. He sees that we are sprawled out by the side of the road, and He comes running to us, and He binds up our wounds, and He rescues us. He just doesn't sober us up. No. No, He destroys our addiction to sin through Jesus' work on our behalf. And this deliverance, or rescue, is effected by the means of faith in Jesus and what He has done for us. So it is not the good works which we have just done that get God's attention or gains His favor. No, the real good news, to paraphrase Luther's great saying regarding the Christian life, is that it is nothing more than one beggar telling another where to obtain food. But in our instance, it is nothing more than a delivered drunken sinner telling another drunken sinner where to go to get freedom from their addiction to sin. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we are addicted to sin. It controls us. But we thank You, Lord, that its chains have been broken through our Savior Jesus Christ. In His death and His resurrection, He has set us free to follow You. And we pray this in His name. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.